A transit strike in the Twin Cities is now in its third week, leaving commuters who rely on the bus scrambling to find rides. Union drivers and mechanics walked off the job in a dispute over wages and health care benefits. The strike affects about 80,000 people. Minnesota Public Radio's Art Hughes reports that many are driving to work or trying to arrange temporary carpools.
Riding the bus is Steve Ulrich's preferred method to get from his home in St. Paul to his job at a bank in downtown Minneapolis. He's been a daily bus rider for nearly 5 years.
There's no stress. I guess that's the major thing I like. You know, I can read the newspaper, I can relax, I can sleep. Don't have to worry about the parking issues downtown.
But since the 2,200 union workers, mechanics, and some office workers walked off the job March 3rd, Ulrich has had to rely on his aging Chrysler LeBaron. He gives rides to two other people in his apartment building who don't have cars. He says he's ready to return to his normal routine.
I do want him to get back to work pretty soon because I just want to be able to ride the bus again.
Both sides in this labor dispute, though, think that going back to work soon is not likely. 94% of the Amalgamated Transit Union, Local 1005, voted to reject the last contract offer. That proposal from the Twin Cities Metropolitan Council, the panel appointed by the governor to oversee transit operations, offers no pay hike for 1 year and a 1% raise the next. Drivers make about $45,000 a year after 5 years. But the main area of contention is the Met Council's plan to trim health insurance benefits for retired workers.
Strike hecklers.
Spare picket signs are lined up against walls, and flyers and bumper stickers are stacked on folding tables at the union's strike headquarters. Union Vice President Michelle Summers holds a cigarette in one hand and a phone in the other as she arranges shifts for picketers. Summers says management is going back on a promise made when drivers were first hired.
Unfortunately, we do have employees here that are 60 years old and they're just reaching their 10 years, and you're taking a benefit away from them that they were told they would get.
Transit officials say about a third of regular bus riders don't have cars and rely solely on buses for transportation. Some are seniors riding to medical appointments. Some are low-income residents who face losing their jobs if they can't find a ride. Governor Tim Pawlenty is offering grants to charitable organizations to provide van rides to those people. Nonprofit agencies are reluctant to accept the grants for fear of appearing to take sides in the dispute. Summers labels the governor's effort union busting.
I think we have an anti-transit government here. I think that they don't understand the need for transit in the community.
Met Council Chairman Peter Bell denies that. He points to a projected $250 million deficit in the agency's retirement fund and says taxpayers can no longer afford to pay such benefits.
It is the Pac-Man in our budget and is eating us alive. And as with businesses both in the private sector and units of government in the public sector, it is all-consuming and is simply not sustainable.
In 1995, a Metro Transit bus driver's strike lasted 3 weeks. Union leaders have told strikers this time to plan for up to 2 months on the picket lines. For NPR News, I'm Art Hughes in Minneapolis.